Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Gildan Audio presents How to Prosper by Joseph Murphy, D.D., D.R.S., Ph.D., LL.D. Narrated by Timothy Andres Pabon. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. The law of abundance is expressed simply by the psalmist when he says, His delight is in the law of the Lord. When our pleasure and our desire are for the law of the Lord, and when we yearn for the vision and the practice of the understanding of the law of harmony and perfection, we are on the way to health, peace, and abundance. Let us merge in feeling with the One who forever is, then we shall bring forth fruit in due season. We shall find that Christ-like plans and opportunities will present themselves to us, and our leaf ideas also shall not wither. Whatever we undertake, and whatever presents itself, we shall fulfill and execute. Moreover, whatever fire, energy, and enthusiasm we need to bring forth our ideal spring from the heavenly tree and are watered by the heavenly waters of love and faith. Prosperity means to increase our capacity or ability in every direction so that we make use of ourselves and the power. The American mind connects the word prosper with a dollar bill, but we do not get more money until we prosper inwardly by increasing our knowledge of God, the way He works, and by deepening our ability to express ourselves. We never pray for things. We enter into a state of consciousness of being or having our desire. The position, the money, and connection you wish to make are the images, likenesses, or physical forms of the states of consciousness which produce them. The money, friends, etc. you desire can be manifested by entering into the feeling of having what you long to possess. Feast in this mood until you are filled full of the feeling of being it. Continue until your desire has passed away and you are at peace. I am the bread of life. John chapter 6, verse 35. Let us realize that I am is the true bread. When you say, I will be, maybe, and perhaps, you are claiming and stating your lack. You are admitting, I do not have. Let us dwell on the truth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?